All right, we're excited to welcome to the show now three guys out of Oceanside, Tom, Max, and Bryce, comprising Inspired and The Sleep, a band that we just got turned on to that we like a lot. They're going to play live for us, and then we'll chat about their music and their budding career, their new EP, and all that stuff coming up. So without further ado, Inspired and The Sleep on KX93.5.
Treat you like a doll, brought out to play a spin down, wife makeup and doll. Bright plastic scenes compose our life, and when I've had enough, I'll discard the toys back in the box, and you'll have called my bluff. Cause real life's the chime, my ticking call. Stay if you want to. Can't help the things that put you through. In the labyrinth, my free within the cage. No boss can know what's in the mind. Actor on a stage. To the script and say your lines that keep you guessing. Which trail leads to an exit out? I'm just accepting that these walls are filled with my own doubts. Stay if you want to. Can't help the things that put you through. In the labyrinth, my. I knew once before my life will become a chore. I'll cause our molasses drip to mice as these tunnels proceed to wind in my love and my stay if you want to. Tell the things that put you through. In the labyrinth, my. Stay if you want to. Can't tell the things that put you through. In the labyrinth, my.
Awesome. Way to go, great. Guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. I love you especially because I found you. And and our music director, Steph, finds a lot of great new music. And every once in a while, I manage to squeeze one in.
There we go.
And you're it. So there you go.
That's Inspired and The Sleep out of Oceanside. That was the lead track in my Labyrinth Mind off the EP Eyelid Kid that is out. We'll hear one more song from the guys, then come back and chat.
Bum, 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 know you're too out to get to know you. Fondest memories of what you put me through. We sat together at every recess. We traded lunches cause I like your sandwiches best. Die so. Love you too much to let you live. Let go. I would never dare to let you in. We'd imagine ourselves as warriors, plastic weapons, a battle axe and sword. The terms of battle of our child play to never tide. Hold on in word you'd say. And then one day we separated. You felt the cool tip of my unforgiving blade. Retribution for all the smiles you shine my way. Hey, every once in a while. Die so. Love you too much to let you live. Let go. I would never dare to let you in.
Inspired in the sleep, live on KX93.5 out of Oceanside. That was Die Slow, right?
Yes, it was.
Cool. That one you just released a stop motion video for that I want to hear all about. And Jason's going to brag copiously about how he discovered you. And we'll learn more about your band now.
Well, it's actually not that great a story. I was just rooting around on Spotify. And there he was.
You just stumbled.
I love to do that sometimes. It's a great wormhole. It's not like radio, because your radio is just, it's in the background, you can do whatever you
right.
want. But if you sit and do it for an hour,
you can really
and you fall down wormholes. Just allow yourself to do that and you discover great music like yourselves. So
are you finding that, are people discovering you out of the blue?
I mean, we get a lot of coverage on like little music blogs all over the world, so it's kind of cool. I'll have someone who like went and studied abroad, and they said, "Oh, you have these like Polish fans," or just like really strange things. It's pretty like inconsistent, though. It's not like we'll get a lot of attention from around the world, and then all of a sudden we're playing like really big shows in our hometown. It's more progressive on that end. But,
sure, it's a slow build.
Yeah, but it's like it's kind of cool. We have little people like us, not little people like. They're like younger
bless
kids.
They're not literally
lyrics
little.
Or something like that.
We're talking about like midgets.
Yeah,
like really, small, when you say that. Yeah. But are you on top of all that stuff? Like, so if you had, like, I don't know, if you had 50 people in some town in Poland.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew about that, you could go there.
Euro tour.
And you could play. Well, you could go to Poland.
Yeah. Is Poland not Europe?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool.
All right. If you're being pedantic. Or Gdansk. Huh?
Was that Polish?
See what I did there? Gdansk, city in Poland.
You're losing me.
Yeah.
All right, so Inspired in the Sleeps in studio, and they just played two songs for us. In My Labyrinth Mind is the one that we've been spinning a lot that hopefully our listeners know. And the second one you played, Die Slow, you just did this stop-motion music video for.
Yeah.
That apparently took you a year to make it.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so there's this really awesome guy named Robert Crisp. And he's an Australian, but when I reached out to him, he was living in, I think he was living in London. And I liked some of his other, he's like an independent filmmaker. I liked some of his other stuff. And I hit him up and I said, hey, like, we really want to collaborate. There's not like a lot of money to go around, but like, we love your stuff. And hopefully we can work together and put something out and it can, you know, promote you and us. And I just sent him the tunes and that was the one he picked. And I just kind of let him go with it. And he said, I'm going to do like an underwater scene. And it's going to, like, I didn't even know it was going to be stop motion, I don't think. And then he sent me like the first cut and I was like, this is amazing. Hmm. And so it was all, you know, stop motion takes forever. So from the point of when we like started working together and like started getting the idea together to when it was finished was a year.
Wow.
But it's probably like 6 months of animating for him.
So describe it to people who haven't seen it yet.
Just YouTube Inspired in the Sleep Die Slow. It's like all these handmade, it's like an underwater scene of all these different animals and colors, and it's really psychedelic, and it's all put together in stop motion. And there's a lot of, he does a lot of good stuff with like, what is it called when you, oh, with focus. He like focuses in and
oh,
out.
Cool.
And, it's just like a really intimate, well put together, really well thought out video.
Awesome.
On the tube.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got some wacky octopuses in it.
Yeah.
And what looked like Venus flytraps or something.
Yeah, yeah, there's a bunch of different stuff.
It's really wild. And it's beautifully, as you say, beautifully put together. Yeah. He's clearly a great artist.
He did a great job with it.
Well, I think you guys have a deeper, more elaborate meaning beyond yourselves at face value. I mean, your name, Inspired in the Sleep, your single, In My Labyrinth Mind, the EP, Eyelid Kid, right? I mean, these are all...
We think a lot.
Yeah, so...
We're thinkers.
What's going on in there?
Well, I mean, I think writing songs is a little therapeutic, and so for this song specifically is definitely a little sadder than some of her stuff. So it's kind of just working something out, and In My Labyrinth Mind is it's just one of those things where it's like about relationships and the blocks that you bring into your relationships and the issues that everyone carries with them. And then Die Slow sounds pretty brutal, but it's actually like a it's kind of like an imagined scenario of like a childhood scene of like a kid and their best friend, and then something happens and they used to be super tight, and then all of a sudden like one of the kids is like actually murdering the kid in like a playground or something like really dark like that.
So it is really brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty metal.
Not only does it
it's pretty sound it's pretty black metal. now that I say it out loud.
And what does the band name mean, if you can describe it?
That came up a long time ago. I was having some, like, sleeping problems, and I kept on noticing this thing where I'd have all these, like, aspirations and inspiration at night, and then I'd go to sleep, and I'd wake up in the morning and just be like, oh, like, all of it's, the motivation's gone. And so Inspired in the Sleep just kind of, it's kind of just polarity and, like, opposites. And, you know, you have the inspired portion, which is, like, maybe energy and like maybe happiness, but it could also be anxiety. And then you have the sleep portion that could be like very calmed and subdued and relaxed, but it could also be like depression or something like that.
I think it's a great name. Very compelling.
It is totally. And it's a good question to ask you. Like, it's a sort of question DJs always ask bands, isn't it? Where'd you get the name from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's sort of a lazy question.
Yeah,
except
but for
that, them, it's...
No, for them, it's not.
We're just drinking. Why are you attacking?
I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying. It's, you know, for you guys, it is. It's really inspired in the sleep. I kind of got, but and the sleep. Now I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
right, that thing.
It was actually inspired into sleep a long time ago. And then one of our old drummers recommended to do and the, because you have like, you know, like like Leona May and the Matadors as a friend.
Right. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, we just kind of took that.
So
yeah,
you're inspired and those guys are the sleep.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm asleep.
We switch roles sometimes.
We're
really lazy.
I was kind of the sleep this morning, though. I don't really get up past 10 that much these days. So.
No, but it's good. We always say that to bands. It's good of you to get here this time of the morning. We know
it's great.
That it's the middle of the night.
And it's
we are aware
here
of that.
Yeah. Well, you can find Inspired in the Sleep online. Search for some of their videos. Also get their EP, Eyelid Kid, a 6-track EP, which came out in October. And tell us about the couple shows you have coming up, Max.
This Saturday, the 23rd, we're playing this spot called Poor House, which is kind of like... So we're in Oceanside, which is North County, San Diego.
Yeah,
and
not that far from Laguna. People think it's only like 40 minutes.
Not far at all.
Yeah. And it's like our little spot there. We got this spot called Poor House, and they treat bands well, and it's always just a blast. And then on the 30th, we're doing a show for the kids at Soma, which is like an all-ages venue in San Diego, where a lot of like scene core bands play. And, like, metal stuff, which
so
is cool.
You mean like the teens?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
For the tweens.
All right, cool.
Well, you just explain Die Slow, and they'll be on side.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, we really appreciate you coming in so early. Tom, Max, and Bryce of Inspired and The Sleep. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, it's the Saturday show. It's free if you do decide to come out. It's a really good atmosphere, really fun venue. So we recommend it if you've got nothing else going on.
And we'll be at Silver Lake Lounge in L.A. on February 24th, too. That'll be a cool one. But just, check us out.
Cool.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Inspired in the Sleep out of Oceanside. Jason, Fetty, and I are on our way out, so bye.
Yeah, bye.
See you. Here's New Dandy Warhols on KX93.5.